You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com where you can get this video and all their previous videos. Today we're going to be discussing a question of how to properly extend a loan to another person, whether that's your friend, an acquaintance, or just somebody else that you want to lend money to. The question is according to Halakha, are you allowed to just give them the money, or do you have to have witnesses or document the loan with witnesses signed on the document? So today we're bringing two Sfarim. First one is Cases in Monetary Halakha by Rav Tzvi Spitz. The second one is Money in Halakha by Rav Yitzchak Silver. They bring over here is that it's actually a question is brought up in Gemara in Bab Metzia, the Sechah Bab Metzia, Daf Ein Hamid Beis 75b. It says over there in the Gemara that somebody who lends money without witnesses, then he is over the Isser, the Avera of Lifnei Iver Letitin Michshol, which is literally translated of placing a stumbling block in front of a blind person. And the Chachamim extend that to explain is that the Isser is that when you enable a person or you encourage them, you put them in a situation where they're able to do an Avera, so you are helping them do that, that's the Isser of Lifnei Iver. So over here, explains Rashi, is that if you lend money to somebody else and there's no witnesses or any documentation of the loan, so you are enabling the person whether they forget or they out of malice or out of desperation and they forget and they say, hey, I don't owe you the money, I don't remember, I'm not paying you back. And so they go against the loan and they don't pay you back. So you're putting them in a position to an avera of not paying back. That explains Rashi. The Gemara also says is that if you do such a thing and lend without witnesses or documented with Adam signed on it, then it's goyim klala la'asim, what brings curse onto himself. The question is, why is it bringing curse onto yourself? So Rashi explains over there as well is that if you don't have any documentation of the loan, then when it comes time to pay and you go over to him and he's not paying you back, whether he forgot or not, so you're going to have to, it's going to become a public thing, people are going to know about it, they're going to see you going after an innocent man and they're going to say, hey, look, there's no documentation or anything, he's just harassing this innocent person, and they would cause Shalom come to curse you for actually going after an innocent man when there's no documentation available. So that's the other reason the Gemara brings that it should be brought. This is Halacha brought that in Shulchan Aruch. And they bring over here, the poskim explain that the main thing over here was not worried about malicious intent of him going out and stealing and cheating you. Rather, the main thing is we're worried that the other person is just simply going to forget about the loan over time. The details people forget, they think they paid back, they don't remember the loan. So therefore, they do say is that you wouldn't, as always, it is the best to have two witnesses or to have a documented loan with two witnesses. However, you would be able to get by having just one other kosher witness, according to Halacha, there has to be a witness according to Halacha, or them watching the loan, or you could have the person that you're lending the money to, they could write down an IOU note and sign it. IOU, X amount of dollars, and they could sign it. They say that suffices because, again, like we said, we're worried mostly about forgetting about the loan, and therefore that would cover that. If it's a small amount of money, trivial amounts or small amounts, people don't want to go get ADIM and they want to sign, write these whole things, or they just don't have paper. So if it's a small amount of person, you fully trust the other person. So you could say, the poskim says, they say, I fully forgo the loan if you forget to pay me back. And therefore, there is no more Lifnei Iver and there is no other Isra of bringing a curse upon yourself in such a case. So if you say, if you don't pay me back, I fully am moichel, then they say that would also help. In a case where, let's say, the other person is never going to deny the loan, and you know he's for sure going to pay, he won't forget anything, and you make up in your mind that you would never bring him to court and you would never make it public knowledge, rather you would discuss it with him privately. So they bring over here as well is that in such case, when really necessary, then it would be allowed to lend without the witnesses as well. Because again, there is going to be no Lifnei Iver because he's not going to not pay you, and there's no one cursing you because it's not going to become public knowledge. They do bring, everyone brings, is that, as is well known, there could be many disputes and misunderstandings in what and how a loan was documented and given over, whether it's with friends or family. They bring over here, the Halacha is also with Talmid Chachamim, that lending anybody, that you should do this. And the reason why it is always good to write down the details of how a loan was given is because over time, people forget and they don't know the details, so they say that a person should always, to avoid any misunderstandings, they should go with this takanas chazal. You could explain to the other person, I trust you 100%. It's just that I want to write it down just so things should be clear and nothing ever crops up later. Thank you very much and have a great day.